Well, we've been counting down the days and the weeks for quite some time, ever since the final game, final whistle on the final game in January, as the college football season for 2014 came to a close. Ohio State was the national champion, and we put an end to that season. It's time to begin another season. We're finally there, 2 days away from the beginning of the 2015 college football season. I'm Jacob Bunn. Welcome to BunnSports.com and the Bunn Sports Podcast. I'm joined by who else but the college football professor. When you're going to discuss college football, it's always good to have the college football professor in the building, in the room, and he is here to tell you all that you need to know about this week's great matchups, as we have games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday, Labor Day. We have college football matchups and a lot of good ones. And so, Professor, welcome in as we get ready for this new season. It's already here.
All right, it's time to kick them off. The whistle is blown, and we're ready to go.
Couple of big matchups. There's one ranked versus ranked matchup this week, but several other interesting matchups. We'll get to those. Let's start on Thursday night. There's going to be a couple of games that caught my eye. First of all, North Carolina, South Carolina. This is a game that the losing coach could be in some interesting situation right off the bat.
Yes, this is going to be the Gamecocks and Tar Heels get together. That's something special. But we'll see. I guess you could call this the game of the Carolinas. And I have a feeling that South Carolina is going to be a little bit better than people are thinking they're going to be. And I think they're going to take this game.
Well, they have certainly that opportunity. I hope from an SEC standpoint that you may be onto something there. Michigan at Utah. This is Jim Harbaugh's opening salvo, so to speak. He is going to he's going to go to Utah and play in that stadium there. We know how intense that can be. It's on Thursday night. It's going to be a late kickoff here on the East Coast, so it's going to be rowdy. That's going to be a tough one for him to win.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. Of course, Michigan, as you've just said, has a new coach, but they have 15 of the 22 starters coming back from last year. Mm. Now, how that meshes with what he wants to do, that's another question. And plus the fact that they wasn't very good last year, so it might not be a good thing to have 15 starters coming back. But I think the thing to watch in this game, Jacob, you know, we talk about offense, defense, defensive line, offensive line, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. We talk about all that. But in this particular game, watch out for Utah's special teams. This is where they're really good. And I think the special teams will make a difference in this game.
Any chance TCU struggles on the road, they go to Minnesota. This game's late. It's 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN. It follows North Carolina and South Carolina. Any chance that TCU has a struggle in this game?
Well, I think there is. You know, we were looking at what games are what we might say are intriguing or where an upset could take place. And this might be one where the red light is on.
I totally agree. I think Minnesota's an improved football team. I think TCU better be real careful, because this is a Minnesota team that's probably been gunning for them all offseason. Let's talk about Vanderbilt and their opening game this year. It's a home game against Western Kentucky, 7 o'clock SEC Network, Thursday night. Man, Vanderbilt really, really needs this game to get off to a good start.
They need it in the worst way, because if not, this could be the beginning of the end for the Vanderbilt coach. But the thing is, the Hilltoppers are a very good football team.
Yeah.
They got a really outstanding quarterback. They're a good football team. So Vanderbilt is going to have to do everything they can to win this game. Somehow, I think they might get it done.
Yeah. Couple of games Friday, Michigan State at Western Michigan, Baylor on the road at SMU, and then Washington and Boise State, an interesting matchup there. All right, Stanford goes on the road to Northwestern. This is early Saturday morning. Any chance Stanford goes down in Illinois?
Well, yes, there is. Just the fact that, you know, Northwestern usually had one or two games in their arsenal during the year, and if this is one of Northwestern's games, they could do havoc with the Stanford Cardinal. But I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. I'm not so sure that Stanford may be better than we think they are. Then on the other side, I get to thinking about it, they may not be very good this year.
Same conference, different division. Does Virginia give UCLA any trouble?
I don't think so. Because maybe the fact that Virginia – has nothing to lose and a lot to gain. That could be a difference. And UCLA has a lot to gain and, a lot to lose and not much to gain. So that might be the formula for the UCLA Bruins to have a little difficulty.
Mississippi State's on the road at Southern Miss. This is a late game Saturday night, 9 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Dak Prescott's return, but on the road, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, interesting to whom?
Yeah.
Because Southern Miss, I think they won a game, 1979 or something like that. Have they won one since? They've just really been horrible.
Arizona, let's get to some real games now. Arizona State is on the road at Texas A&M. Now, they're all not on the road. This is a neutral site game.
Right.
But this is an interesting game to me. I think this is a typical SEC, Pac-12 power kind of game. You have two teams, Arizona State, a lot of people think they could win that league. And then you got Texas A&M. We don't really know how good they're going to be this year with Kyle Allen and all that they're bringing back. I like the Aggies in a close one here.
Well, I like the Aggies as well because I think Texas A&M, as I've already said, I think they're going to be one of the surprise teams of the year. But, Jacob, it's interesting, isn't it, that we've got four of these neutral site games going from the west to the east, and these are really some good games, and we like this cross-sectional type game. But I think that the Texas A&M Aggies will win this game.
Let's move to another game, and this one's in South Bend. It's not a neutral site game, but it's a big one for both of these teams to get off to a hot start. Obviously, Notre Dame, the big favorite in this game. Texas comes in, though. It would be huge for Charlie Strong's program to get a road victory. I just don't see it happening, but it might. What do you think?
Isn't it an odd thing to be talking about Texas being a big underdog and just not – no one has very much faith in them, and I'm not sure they have faith in themselves, but I think that Notre Dame has too much for Texas, but who knows? This might be the time that the Longhorns show a little muscle and pull off the big one, but it would be a big upset if Texas were to win this game.
One of those neutral site games you referenced earlier, Louisville playing Auburn. This game's at 2:30 on CBS. CBS having an earlier selection this year, so they'll televise this one. A lot of people think that this is pretty much Auburn's to lose, and if they don't fool around and do anything dumb, they'll have this one pretty easily.
I think they're right, too. Think about this, Jacob. The Cardinals, they had some really good wide receivers last year. Well, they're all gone. They had two offensive linemen who are now making NFL teams that were on their team last year. They have seven defensive starters back and that are gone, and six offensive starters who are gone. I just can't see how they can compete with Auburn.
I agree with you. I think at the end of the day, Auburn is really going to get off to a hot start here. This is interesting, and Todd Grantham, comes back to Auburn. He was 2-2 when he was the defensive coordinator at Georgia when he played Auburn, but I still think that Auburn will get the win in this one. Let's move to Alabama now, the other side of the state. They're playing Wisconsin. This is the only ranked versus ranked matchup this weekend. It's going to be 7 o'clock on ABC Saturday night. Wisconsin is the opponent this year. Alabama seems to play one of these every year. It just depends on who it is. But Wisconsin's the opponent this year. Joel Stavi returns at quarterback. Wisconsin has done some things in the past. Of course, last year we know they had Melvin Gordon, who was a Heisman candidate, running the football. This year it's Corey Clement. They're always going to have a good, sound running game. But I just don't see them beating Alabama. I just can't. I mean, maybe they will, but I just can't see any way they beat Alabama in this game.
Well, I do think they have a very creative and good gamer, I guess you could call him. And Stavi at quarterback, he plays hard, and he's a gamer. He comes to play. And I'm not so sure that Corey Clement won't be just about as good as Gordon was last year. But here's where I think their Achilles is, at least early on, and that is they have a very inexperienced offensive lineman, offensive line, and Alabama has a very strong defensive line. And I'm afraid that's where Alabama's going to prevail. Wisconsin, their offensive line just will not be able to give them the protection or open the holes that will be needed.
And the final game that we'll talk about here comes to us Monday night, a week from last night, and of course the Labor Day holiday. That's why you have college football, because next week it'll be the NFL taking over Monday night. But Ohio State, the defending national champions, number one, will be taking to the road to Blacksburg. And it's always difficult to win a game at night in Blacksburg on a weeknight, but you know, then again, it's number one Ohio State. I think this is going to be a real interesting game into the fourth quarter. I still think Ohio State gets the victory. I don't know who's going to start at quarterback for them, but I don't think it matters. But I say Ohio State close late.
Well, Virginia Tech, they have always have a very good defense, it seems like. And this year, their defensive line and their defensive secondary are both very good. But the problem is, what are they going to do when they've got the ball? Ohio State has I think the strength of the team might be their linebackers, even though they're missing one of their key players. But nonetheless, I think that this could be a very hard-fought game, but I can't see how Ohio State could lose, because I can't see where Virginia Tech will be able to generate the kind of offense they're going to need.
That's true. It's always the issue there with Virginia Tech. Well, it's nice to be actually talking about games that will take place, and they will take place this weekend. As I mentioned, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on into Monday, you'll have college football, so you can get your fill in week one. And we'll be back to talk about what we thought was interesting from week one, and also preview what comes up in week two. Should be interesting, another week of college football coming up next week. So we'll talk about that next week on the BunSports.com podcast. Hope everyone has a great first weekend of college football. We will see you then.